If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back in hour three of the show. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen. Bill Bush alongside Steve Sipple out until Friday. Hour three of the show sponsored by NEBCO.
NEBCO.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or NEBCOinc.com for more information. We have some guests from here in the coffee shop, as we do often.
Well, this is basically their office that they stop into and convene and talk about the importance of concrete.
Very important.
And those that are pouring concrete in weather like this is a lot. Mm-hmm. The hot water you have to use, the chemicals, it's a lot of work. The tarping, all the stuff that goes with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so very, very proud of those guys getting that done. I see someone there over there they're in green. Is New Hampshire green? No, okay.
They're blue.
Blue. I thought maybe that might be New Hampshire fans that were here for the game. Is that the game tonight?
Right? It would be the game tonight.
Yeah.
Bill, we've talked about this, and this is not me trying to give you crap. What would it take for you to go to an 8 p.m. tip-off tonight, though, between New Hampshire and Nebraska?
Oh, it would take, yeah, miracle. Yeah, because there's college bowl games.
Like, well, yes, there's college bowl games, but I'm saying... Even if there wasn't.
It'd be the same thing.
8 p.m. tip-off.
You know what? And here's the deal, too. Jake Sorensen, who's the biggest Husker Hoops fan there is, Jake Sorensen's not going.
I disagree.
Oh, not with school the next day? No, Jake would not go. No.
Really?
Not on a school day. Not on a work day the next day. It wouldn't happen.
Anyway.
He can say he would go, but he wouldn't. He wasn't going a while back to an 8 o'clock one until we had to guilt him into it. Mm. Like, Jake's like, I don't think I'll be there. It's like, whoa, 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 Jake, what are you talking about? And he rallied back, and the fans said, Jake, you have to go. So Jake goes, I'll go. So I'm just telling you. If
Jake's a big feed into peer pressure guy.
Yes.
He'll fold.
Yeah. But no, that would not be my deal.
New Hampshire, 4-8 on the season. Nebraska is a 30.5-point favorite tonight, if you're a true degenerate. New Hampshire, though, a couple of their games that they've played this season, they lost to Clemson by 50 in the first game of the year, 88-38. They beat Curry College, 113-31 earlier this season, lost to Harvard, lost to George Mason, lost to Providence, lost to Brown, lost to Fairfield, lost to Dartmouth, and lost to St. Louis. They have beaten Stonehill, and they beat Emmanuel.
Okay.
From Massachusetts.
That should wrap things up enough.
So not a lot of quality wins. You're not talking about quad one opportunities with New Hampshire.
No.
So it would be a hell of a quad one win for New Hampshire, but it is not for Nebraska. But Nebraska plays tonight once again, New Hampshire, 8 p.m. I believe that game is on Big Ten Network. It's on the actual network.
Okay.
Not on Big Ten Plus. One thing I will say, just yesterday, Nebraska women's basketball had a ranked matchup to USC, fell at home by 8 to the Trojans. Obviously,
I was following it early, and then I had some things come up mm-hmm. where I got a little bit displaced. And so, obviously, they played very well to stay in there with a very good USC team. So, Amy's doing a tremendous job.
Yeah, 10th year already for Amy Williams.
That's crazy. Yeah,
yeah, been here a decade. Yeah. So, there you have it. Nebraska falls to 12-1. Nebraska women's basketball, that is. Bill, tomorrow, it's the bowl game. Nebraska-Utah tomorrow. We had a great conversation with Spencer Checkitz of ESPN Salt Lake City. How was the show yesterday?
It was awesome.
You went on.
I was on their show yesterday about 4:15 Central Time, so that was fun to be on that. I think someone can you can get it on Twitter or somehow you can download that section of it like that. But we had to spend about 20 minutes, and we revisited a couple of things from our conversation, stuff that was going on. And having Spencer on was remarkable just to hear all the, I mean, their storylines are remarkable. I mean, they've got mm-hmm. their head coach just, you know, it stepped down. Now he's the head coach at Michigan. That's a huge story. Then there is a bowl game just to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then there's a new head coach to talk about also. And then there's also the potential of staff members leaving from there. One of the conversations was from yesterday with Spencer was, you know, how would Kyle be viewed if he takes or I wouldn't say the word take, if coaches leave to go with him and players leave to go with him. And I was like, boy, that sure should never matter at all. That's the way life is now. There should mm-hmm. be zero conversation. I mean, you saw it. I mean, and that's part of the plus of, you know, that's one of the reasons that Indiana got jump-started. If Cignetti came as from an assistant coach at Alabama and brought no one with him, their success year one is not even remotely close. Instead, JMU bringing those 12 players, whatever it was, changed their team.
It's funny you bring that up because I'm glad you did. I wanted to actually talk about this in our Big Ten coaches rankings conversation in the 7 o'clock hour. Didn't get to it. We saw Kurt Cignetti from JMU when he went to Indiana take players, right? Bob Chesney, the new UCLA head coach, actually came out and said that he's not interested in taking any of his players from James Madison. Now, we'll see if that actually happens.
Now, that doesn't mean if that happens.
If that happens, but it's interesting to hear a coach come outward and in public and say that, because I don't frown upon that. If you do it, number one, it's comfortable. In a time where there's so much change around you, that is something that you're more familiar with. But then we've seen where in cases it's been successful, and obviously Kurt Cignetti is an outlier. But on a smaller scale, looking at players that he's taken, that he's worked with, that he transferred over to Indiana, it was successful. There's kind of an unspoken notion that, hey, there might be some success in that mindset as well.
I think that's a huge part of it. When you're hiring somebody, can someone come with you? And it could just be a couple of pieces of something that comes with you. Now, it failed after the injury, but, you know, Mateer coming to Oklahoma with his coordinator early was like, early on, I was like, he may win the Heisman. Mm-hmm. He never was right again from the injury and the surgery.
You're right.
He was never the same player. He could still run decently. He wasn't the same guy. But still, that there is so much value in that. And so all I said on the air with Spencer was, I go, I would never think, well, that you can't. Like, no, that's just kind of the way it works. People go in the portal. There's a lot of teams right now, like I said, that have like 15, 20 guys on their roster type.
Iowa State has 16 right now.
Yeah. So there's still guys that can re-sign and come back, but they haven't done that. And their portal list is ginormous. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. So there's players like that that are going to go from Iowa State to Penn State, and that is going to help bridge that gap. They're going to have players there going to be like going, hey, this is pretty cool to be in this league and to be able to help Penn State out. And the way it is now, you don't get the old, hey, we're only going to build this thing. You know, we need 5 years. We're going to have a recruiting class. That's not how it works anymore.
Yeah.
It's a transitional business, much more so. And so having the ability to have players that can come with you means a lot. Mm-hmm. And I would be looking, that'd be one of the things I'm looking for. I'd be shocked if not one player from JMU goes to.
How could you not?
Yeah. If he says, I'm not interested, I'm not trying to rob a roster. But I'd always turn around and say, you know what? I didn't want to do this, but they want to come.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let them come.
What's best for the player?
Yeah.
Right? Like, you want to talk about putting the student athlete first. What's best for them? Is it time for them, from a football standpoint, to make that jump from JMU to UCLA as well? I think even at a place like UCLA for Coach Chesney there, there's something to be said about not the clock is ticking, but you want to get off on the right foot, right? You don't want to get there and have a 2-10 season and go, okay, now we can start to, because you have all this positive momentum. You got to try to keep it as long as you can.
And it sounds as if the quarterback is staying. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, Nico Iamaliava.
And so he is staying. So they're trying to build around that. And for them, obviously, like that, a 6-6 year would be really good.
Yeah.
A bowl game would be really good. They had kind of some weird things happen, you know, where they beat a Penn State team, which was shocking. And they had, but other than that, it was bad ball.
It was
really bad football. And it ended really badly. And it started even worse. I mean, I'm watching New Mexico the other day, and they couldn't run the ball an inch against Minnesota, but they rushed it for like 400-some yards against UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Nope, you're good.
UCLA was not good against the run. And what's interesting is UCLA's defensive coordinator, De'Anton Lynn, is now going to – or excuse me, USC's
defensive coordinator. He was at UCLA. Went to USC.
Now he's going to Penn State with Matt Campbell.
Yeah. So. And if I read that correct, he's a Penn State alum. We talked about it on air here that the defense for USC was very suspect this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when they were getting ready to play him here at Nebraska, I kept saying over and over, I said, they don't look the part up front. And their numbers say that. They finished about, 60th in the country in total defense. And so it wasn't like, oh, wow, this defense. They were a long ways off. And so I just don't know if he feels he can build that out there at USC. But he has a tie to Penn State, obviously, being an alum. So that'll be an interesting.
Yeah, De'Anton Lynn played cornerback at Penn State from 08 to 2011. Hired at USC in 2024 after USC departed from Alex Grinch as their defensive coordinator. USC this last year.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
48th in scoring defense, 64th in the country in rushing defense, 44th in the country in passing defense there. So, was improved from 2023,
improved,
but still not, you know, necessarily a stalwart for the USC Trojans. Speaking of Nebraska football and the Utah Utes matchup tomorrow, Bill, I wanted to ask you from a coaching perspective. As Nebraska, they finished the season last year, obviously, with 7 wins after the Pinstripe Bowl victory against Boston College. Here, this year, have a chance, 8 wins. If they can knock off Utah tomorrow. It'll be the first time, if they're able to win tomorrow afternoon, first time since 2016 that Nebraska has 8 wins or more in a season. What is there? Is there a dramatic difference between 8 and 7? Is there a dramatic difference between 8 and 5 versus 7 and 6 in terms of the vibe, the mojo, the potential recruiting of it, or is there not much difference?
I don't think there's much difference. I don't see a lot of difference to it. No matter what you get to, there's a number that gets posted, and the number is 8, and that's higher than 7. So yeah, that you can say, always point to progress, more wins. Yeah. There's no way that you can't say that. With this, how the schedule laid out this year, I think everyone felt it should be, a much higher win during the season.
Sure.
7 and 5 was not where you thought it should be. And there is a difference now also with the bowl game, with who's all playing. But I still count the number, meaning if you win, it still counts as a number. To say that it in my opinion, no matter what happens, it's about even as last year.
I would agree. It's about even
because of how the schedule played out, with missing all of the top teams, the Indianas, Oregons, Ohio States, the three top teams that they played, they didn't have to play any of them. Mm-hmm. And so with that playing out that way, and we all knew going into it, the schedule is going to be very, very favorable for them. So, is it still a progress? Yes, because you can't say it's not when the number is higher. I will say this. There's not a recruit choosing Nebraska because they were 8 wins.
8 and 5 or 7 and 6.
7 and 6. Yeah. That's like, no, that has zero bearing on who will be coming to Nebraska. It does help you going into the off season, just the mood,
yeah,
in the weight room, just to have that win. Like I said, it's a great bowl game. It looks like they're having I haven't followed real closely, but they're having a great time. They've had events for them to go to. Yeah. Everyone's enjoying it. The fans are going to love it. It's going to be a fun day. Like I said, both teams, talking to Spencer, they're not going to have the fans that Nebraska will have. It sounds to me like it's going to be 25-15.
Okay.
By 15,000 so 40,000. Maybe it'll be a few more than that.
Sure.
I don't know. I do feel there might have been some that just says, we're going to go down for that last game of Coach Whittingham. A lot of them, like Spencer, they don't cancel it and not go. But I think there would have been some more late additions.
Yeah.
They're kind of bored on like today and go, Yeah. Let's just drive down. We can get in the car and be there and let's go to the game.
How far of a drive is it from
Salt Lake City? Maybe 5.5, maybe.
Okay.
Something of that nature. It's not
very,
very far.
Manageable.
I mean, when we went to the bowl game, we bussed down. We didn't fly.
Really?
Yeah, we bussed down. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. That's shocking.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you on that in that regard. It's going to be fun at the end of the year. I know, correct me if I'm wrong, you're a big schedule guy. You like to talk about schedules.
Absolutely.
And I'm right there with you. It'll be interesting to see at the end of the season, once everything's done, champions are crowned, bowl games are finalized, when we go back and look at the strongest or the toughest schedules that we discussed back in July, how did those teams fare in, at the end when it's all said and done in the middle of January? Because the teams like Florida and the teams like, obviously, Wisconsin had a tough one, but not only the teams that had the toughest schedules, but in Nebraska's case, the teams that had the easiest schedules, which ones
overperformed right now,
and which ones underachieved?
If you look at right now, the Nebraska's biggest win would be who? Northwestern?
More than likely. I'm trying to go through. It wouldn't be like Maryland, UCLA, right. Obviously not. Cincinnati?
Cincinnati would be their biggest win, probably.
Cincinnati would be their biggest win?
Probably when they were 7, yeah. But that would be their biggest win on game, week 1. And that would have been a tougher game later on, but no matter what, they won the game. But that would be their biggest one. It'd be Cincinnati, but that's hard when you look back all back to week 1. And so you don't have a lot of signature wins when you go back and say, and then this is a chance, like I said numerous times before, is that for this is – there can't be a better game of a layup to get done with the we can't beat a ranked team, because you're looking at the players that are out for Utah. No matter what, the numbers shouldn't even be the same by the AP shouldn't be the same for these, because they're just like, it doesn't add up, because it's not the same teams. It's not
just take away the AP people.
It'd be different if there's like, no, they're out because they're injured. No, they're just not there.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, the opportunity is there. But the same thing, there's not an asterisk to it.
Yeah.
If you win, you win. You beat a ranked team. And that's it. There's no more. They don't go back 2 years and say, well, that game was asterisk, so it didn't really matter.
Exactly.
No, it'll be, no, this is what it is. This is because there's always a a reason to talk about every ranked team. So it matters and it counts. So if I'm Nebraska, I mean, this is a chance to go into the offseason with a win over a 15th ranked team.
Very much so. I want to get your thoughts on this before we get to break. Overall thoughts on how the game plays out tomorrow. What Nebraska backfield's going to look different. You're going to be without Emmett Johnson, which is a big void, right, for Nebraska's offense. But on the other side, Utah's without very key players on their side of the ball as well. And so how do you see if Nebraska wants that ranked win tomorrow? How does Nebraska do it?
I think the first quarter and a half is going to be crazy. I think it's going to be, there's going to be new looks on both sides. There's going to be new, it's going to be crazy. And all of a sudden, then it settles down. There'll be new twists in the game, in the game plan. There'll be all kinds of things that happen. I think you'll see the quarterback run the ball more, just true quarterback run. Somehow that's ways to even things out in the run game. And if they look at, okay, how do we attack Utah? They're 113th in the country in rush defense.
Yeah.
So let's run the ball, and that's all. We're missing Emmett, but let's run the ball with the quarterback. What's a different way to do it? You might even see some different personnel groups. If you look back, I know Holgorsen did some in that first drive against Penn State. I think there was some 12 personnel, 13 personnel. I could see some of that different looks showing up for confusion on the other side. And then, again, what you're going to see the most is I know 100% that Nebraska is going to play at a very interested level. Mm-hmm. And I believe the same for Utah, but their scope is different with the change of the coach and just all the different things going on. They had more distractions. They landed, and if we hear this right from Spencer, that when they landed, they had to have a team meeting to talk. Now, the coach was already retiring. So this wasn't like, no, he's going to be here for the next 4 years, and then all of a sudden he's not. No, this was his last game. So it was less. But still, there is what. So here's what happens. So you have all these players on the team, and their parents and girlfriends with that, they're texting, hey, what's going on? What's going on with this? What's going on? So they have to answer stuff. And and if there's been any sort of media things they have to go to, can you tell us about how this has affected you guys going from Coach Whittingham, you thought was going to be coaching this game, to now it's Morgan Scali, who you knew was the coach in waiting, but it's different. And it's like, well, there's still other conversations where Nebraska's had none of those in that. There's been like that, you know, there's never been no like, well, who's the head coach? Okay, the same head coach that flew down here with you. Okay. So they've had more distractions. With that said, though, in the end, kids will go play. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm Morgan Scali, I'm going through the roof to get my team to play because it's his first game.
Yeah.
And so they want to see, everybody wants to see.
Talk about launching off on the right foot.
What am I going to do? And then the offensive coordinator probably going to Michigan. Guess who's watching this game? Michigan.
Yeah.
Every Michigan fan's going, okay, if he's the new OC, let's see what we got going here.
Absolutely.
And for them to come out and hang 9 points on Nebraska or something and lose 37-9 or something, that's not a good thing. You can always go back with, well, we didn't have our players. And there is some grace to that.
Yes.
But you do want to look good because you heard that at Ole Miss when Charlie Weiss Jr. went back to call the game and the head coach came out and said, he had to be good because he's been told forever this is Lane Kiffin's offense. Yeah. And now he's the one calling the plays. Clearly, it's his offense. So guess what? He had to be good. So there's a lot of interesting facets to this game. I just think that I think Nebraska's in a great spot. If I'm a Nebraska fan, I'm pretty excited. I don't care anything about lines and this and that. I just think Nebraska's in an incredible opportunity.
I was going to say, it's a very opportunistic day
for Nebraska. As good as it could get. Yeah. Really as good as it could get for Nebraska.
I 100% agree with that on that. I'm excited to get out there. I'm excited to get the vibe around not only Nebraska, but also the Utah program. It's just going to be – it's been a whirlwind of a couple of days. And the one newsworthy piece that's come out of Nebraska's camp, Deshaun Singleton not going to play. It was announced yesterday.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Deshaun Singleton will not play.
Gotcha.
He had a small surgery operation. Phil Snow said that, and they're just going to keep him out. So Justin Rett, who is the transfer from Georgia 2 years ago, is going to get some opportunities.
The other question will be, is that the tackle, Knack, is that right?
Tyler Knack. Yes, yeah, he is playing.
But he did something. He's playing with the club on at tackle.
Yes.
That's hard.
It's the first start for him at tackle, and it's against his former team.
Yeah, and just with the club.
Yep.
In time, just try playing football at the club. Just today, for the rest of the day,
just tape your hand up into a just hold on to it. Just grab a hold of something and tape it up into a giant club, and then see how your day goes. And so think like, now. I'm just trying to maybe wash the dishes, maybe go to the bathroom, see how it goes with the club on your hand, and then next like that. Okay, now see what it's like to do that and block a pass rusher, and see how that goes. Because that's a very difficult task that's being asked of him to play with a club, and that was going on also, you know, with Rocco at guard too. So with those two, with that injury, that's an injury.
Yeah.
That because it also tells you something that there might be a little bit of a depth issue there, because if he's playing with a club on, which he is going to be playing on, so then behind him, who is it? You know, who is the person that would be in next? And they feel better that someone with a club can play better, and that happens Absolutely. A lot. I'm not disagreeing with that, but that tells you something. Yeah. But that was just, like I said, just try to drive home today with a club on. See how it feels.
See how the rest of your day. See how the rest of your day.
Just try to scoop some snow, eat dinner. Just try it all. Just put a club on your hand, on one hand, and just see how the day goes, and it'll be miserable.
Now try to defend a freak athlete on the football field.
Yeah, on the football field. Yeah, yeah. And also not once. You know, it's going to be like he's going to have to block somebody like 70 times. And so I have a lot of not grace, but like I said, a lot of respect for someone playing with the club and for the coaching staff that what they're trying to get done. So, like I said, I think it's going to be, I think both teams will kind of settle in, but I anticipate this being probably a 29-27 game,
okay,
something like that. And I would predict Nebraska.
Okay, there you go, there you have it. Once again, myself, Jake Sorensen, DP, will be out there in Las Vegas. For the bowl game, we will land later on this afternoon and evening. Jake will fly in from Denver, where he's from, and I'll be here from Omaha. So
Jake's been gone for a week.
He has been. He has been, but for good reason.
Yes.
Once again, that is it for this conversation. When we come back, let's talk the college football playoff games. Because, Bill, this will be the last time that we can talk about them until you come back on Friday, excuse me, that is, when the games will be decided. So let's talk. Let's break them down. With not only Miami, Ohio State on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, but also Oregon, Texas Tech, Alabama, Indiana, and Georgia, Ole Miss. Those four games to be played tomorrow and Thursday. We'll dive into those, break those down, give our predictions when we come back.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.